Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, and God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ.
How you doing? Welcome. Well, we're going to be going through the letter that Paul sent, so let's get into that. Did you bring the letter? All right, here it is. And it reads, grace and peace, take a seat. Hey, let's get into this, man. It's been a minute, so let's get it, cause I'm amped on his name. Now, as you all know, Paul wrote and said he couldn't wait to see us. He said he tries, but I quote, Satan still impedes us. So, man, until he can make it, we read the letters he sends that says we're not forsaken, even when oppression begins. So let's begin with the fifth lesson for today and tomorrow, cause Paul answers questions you have about today and tomorrow, and whether or not the Savior's coming back today or tomorrow. Instead of sharing the time, he exhorts us to pray and stay watchful. It's easily seen like signs of a pregnant woman who shows, and a thief in the night is no surprise if you're watching your doze. So tomorrow's worries weaken when we waiting with hope, anticipating his arrival keeps you ready for show. Lesson 4 can bring us more of an insight to this section, especially when we start discussing the dead's resurrection. Remember Paul wrote, those who are sleeping, the past on won't be passed over, so stop the grieving. For if we believe in Jesus Christ and that he's still living, we also believe he'll take those who are asleep as Christians. So the topic of tomorrow is not my concern, just the fact he's coming back and that he's soon to return. Now with that on my mind, it makes today so crucial, cause the God who's coming back desires to live through you. Yeah.
You took the word,
oh, you took the word.
Let his love be fruitful in your works of faith and love. So
wondering how this affects us today, man. But you need the background to be effective today, man.
Do you remember lesson 2 when Paul called us his crown? His boast before the Lord, cause we was holding it down. Cause we heeded to the lessons that he taught to the crowd. So much so we all decided we would take our idols down. And the news began to spread fast all over town. From our people to their people and the towns that surround. We proclaim the name of Jesus while we walking around. And it's crazy cause our neighbors started following us round. Lesson 1 gives the reason why we all in this now. God predestined he would save this Thessalonian town. He elected us for truth and Paul strode into town. Without the gospel as a lifeguard, we all would have drowned in the sins of men and trends that be bogging you down. We were homeless with no family like a dog in a pound. So God decided to go looking through the lost and the found. And he spared us from his wrath that he'll be calling down. Don't you get it? We did. That's the reason why we missing Paul was like our father who taught us all how to be Christians. Like with the motherless, he nurtured us and showed us his vision. He loves us. That's why when he prays, we're constantly mentioned. So the call for us today is we continue his mission. Long to lead a quiet life and to attend to your own business. Let's get it.
You took the word.
Yeah, you took the word.
Let his love be fruitful in your works of faith and love. So
rejoicing in thanksgiving and loving and patience.
Just keep the faith. There is hope in his returning that he
there
will come.
Is hope.
There is peace in the promise of
there
his love.
Is peace.
So keep praying, rejoicing in thanksgiving and loving and patience.
For today, I say continue in faith with love, hoping in the day that God will snatch us away. Be an example for the saints that we find in Achaia, standing strong no matter what, reproducing a savior. Cause the joy of a teacher is when the students can grasp it, it's mastered. And we live on through you, training up the masses. And honor your leaders in love, appreciate their work. Servant leaders making disciples as we create the church. Remember to exhort and comfort, to alleviate the hurt, and run from every form of evil.
evil to not deviate the church. So we imitate the saints and the God that we serve. There are still great afflictions that can rattle your nerves. And this life will get so trife and it'll throw you a curve. And there's people who live evil, feeding a sexual urge. So be holy, living solely for His glory, possessing your body rightly in the purity that He showed us. Cause no matter how much we grow, or no matter how far we go, we still could do some more, even if Timothy gave a good repose. So let's continue to work in labor and endure in this race, eagerly hoping for the moment we will see His face. Yeah.
We constantly remember before our God and Father, your work produced by faith,
your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
You took the word.
Let
His love be fruitful in your works of faith.
Keep the faith.
It'll get a little.
But
there is hope and it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
So keep